but coming our way right now. One of our favorite parts of the week, our weekly sit-down with Sean Dunnigan of WBNS-TV in Columbus, and we send it out now to our state capitol where Dunny is there. Dunny, always a pleasure to have you on, my friend. How are you?
Glad to be on with you guys. I'm doing well. How about you guys?
I get the feeling Dunny can't hear a word that I'm saying right now. That's just speculation. Let's try and see if Dunny is hanging out as we speak. Dunny, can you hear us?
I can hear you guys. Can you hear me?
Nice. There he is. Now we've got Sean Dunnigan on the line with us. Dunny, a pleasure to have you as always, my friend. I want to start with this because this has dominated a lot of different discussions throughout the course of the week. Are you disappointed with the results of the playoff decision back on Sunday?
No, I'm not. I guess you could say I'm not as surprised as I thought I would be with Alabama getting the 4 seed over the Buckeyes, Buckeyes getting the 5. I'm not surprised really just because, you know, that 31-point loss to Iowa was just glaring. You know, I think the committee had a lot of inconsistencies in their talk leading up to the final rankings. But overall, that 31-point loss to Iowa at Iowa really hurt them in the end.
What about the general consensus down in Columbus? Is it realistic, or are there a lot of people that are really upset that they didn't get in over Alabama?
Oh, there's a lot of people upset that they didn't get in over Alabama. As Urban Meyer said on Sunday evening after learning that they didn't make it and that they were in the Cotton Bowl, you know, he wouldn't be surprised if his players were devastated that they didn't get into the college football playoff. They thought they did enough to get in. A lot of people thought they did enough to get in, winning the Big Ten, winning what a lot of people say is the toughest conference and the toughest division in college football. Apparently, that's just not the case when you have 2 losses and one of them is a big one.
Let me ask you, Sean, do you think what happened last year to Ohio State with Clemson being in this year, and I don't know, do you think what happened to them last year against the Tigers had anything to do with the decision to keep them out this year and that loss to Iowa, obviously?
I don't think last year's loss turned out to Clemson had anything to do with it. I think it all has to do with this year and what the committee saw as a glaring wart on the face of Ohio State in that loss at Iowa. The loss to Oklahoma, yes, it was a bad loss. It was a home loss, but that was nothing compared to the Iowa loss. And that Iowa loss, I think was just too much to overcome. Now, if they would have played only 8 in-conference games, and they would have played a team like Mercer, say, and they would have won that game, it maybe would have been different. But that loss right there at Iowa, I think it hurt them in the end.
Sure. Do you think there's anything to the idea that maybe the Big Ten might be getting a bit of a bad rap? Last 2 representatives, Ohio State's lost to Clemson last year and Michigan to Alabama, Michigan State to Alabama the year before. We've seen what happened to the Pac-12. They're not getting much love from the voters either. There were a couple 2-loss teams they didn't even get talked about. Could that be happening to the Big Ten?
I don't think it's really happening to the Big Ten because you saw Wisconsin was in it until they lost to the Buckeyes in the Big Ten title game.
Yeah, but not until
what was that?
Not until the last week, it seemed. I mean, they had been undefeated for forever, and then all of a sudden they just said, okay, you're number 4 now.
Right, absolutely. Well, you also look at their schedule, and it wasn't exactly like they were facing,
true,
you know, the toughest schedule in the world. They thought they would have a very tough team in BYU, and BYU had an extremely down year. You look at Ohio State in their non-conference, you know, they played UNLV. UNLV beat Fresno State, who Bama was saying that was a big win for them. You know, Ohio State beat Army. Army has 8 wins, possibly 9 this weekend when they play Navy. So Ohio State's non-conference record was a lot better, or non-conference schedule was a lot better than Bama's, I think, when you look at, you know, Bama playing Mercer, and really that's all you need to say.
You know how I feel about bowls, Dunny. I mean, unless they mean something in the playoff, I don't really put much stock into who wins and who loses these bowls, especially ones that are played before New Year's Day. But I have to ask you, well, what are we expecting in the Cotton Bowl, or is that just too far away at this point? I mean, they're going to go 3 weeks before playing another game again.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, but they'll be going three weeks and 2 days before playing, again, if they're playing in the Rose or Sugar Bowl, which are the playoff games. What to expect? I expect the same Ohio State team that came out there against Wisconsin and Michigan and this season to come out there and play their toughest against USC. You know, I think what you're trying to get to is will we see any players take off? Will we see any players not play in the bowl game to protect their draft stock and all that, like last year with a couple of players? When we asked JT Barrett and Urban Meyer and Chris Worley that question on Sunday, they looked at us like we had three heads. They said the brotherhood is strong with this team. The trust is strong with this team. They'd be very, very surprised if anybody sat out the bowl game just to protect themselves. It's almost like an all-for-one, one-for-all mentality with the Buckeyes.
See, and I tend to disagree with Bull on this side. I think this is a big game for the Buckeyes, too, because I know you're supposed to pay attention as the playoff committee to the year that you're in, but if they were to lose to USC, I think that would give everyone there that chance to say, you know what, the Buckeyes aren't really what people outside of this playoff committee think of them.
Well, what happens when Clemson beats Alabama? Will they be seeing the same thing?
Yeah, right. See, I'm with you on that, Donnie. If Ohio State loses the Cotton Bowl to USC, number one, in 3 years, I don't think anybody's going to remember. Number two, even if they do, are they really going to care? That's why, see, going into this game, here's what I think, and this leads me into my next question. The defensive back at Florida State already said he's not playing in their
right.
bowl game.
Yeah, but they're playing like they just got bowl eligible. Cotton Bowl is
right.
at least a respectable bowl.
They're playing on December 29th, right? They're not even playing it on New Year's Day.
Yeah, but it's still a big bowl. It's played at AT&T Stadium.
The Cotton Bowl has to go with scheduling, too. That's why it's on the 29th. That just has to go with ESPN and their coverage of everything. That's what I think has more to do with them not being on the 30th or the 31st or the 1st.
Okay, but to go back to something you mentioned before, when you would ask Coach Meyer and JT Barrett and those guys if where they might get drafted had anything to do with whether they would or would not play in that bowl game, you said they looked at you like they had three heads. However, for some guys, and this is not the first year that this has come up, they have felt like they've done all they could do during the regular season in order to improve their draft stock, hence the situation with the kid at Florida State who has said he's not going to play in their bowl game. Do you see any first-round prospects in this upcoming draft in April that might have had a decision to make after beating Wisconsin and finding out that they weren't going to be in the college football playoff?
As far as do I see any first-round prospects for the Buckeyes that would say, you know what, I won't play in the bowl game. I don't see any doing that. A lot of people look at Sam Hubbard as a potential first-round pick, or Tyquan Lewis as a potential first-round pick, or Billy Price. And all three of those guys, to a man, have always said they are in with this team no matter what. I don't see them skipping the bowl game to protect their draft stock. They look at it probably as a way, as their last game with their brothers, and last game with their teammates, and also another game to actually raise their draft stock, since Sam would be coming out a year early, and the other two would be trying to get into that first round if they're not there already.
Sean Dunnigan of WBNS-TV in Columbus is our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Today we are coming at you live from the Spitzer Conference Center at Lorain County Community College at the 16th annual Zero Proof Mix-Off. All right, Dunny, well, you've probably heard a lot about it down there. With the Buckeyes not getting in, people are now clamoring for an 18 playoff. In all that you guys have heard throughout the course of this week, how realistic is that over the next couple of years? How soon do you think it will be before we get to an 18 playoff?
Well, if there were to be an 18 playoff, the soonest it would be is whenever the current contract with the networks would end. I'm not exactly sure when that is, but it won't be any sooner than that just because they got to pitch it to the networks and they got to pay more money for all these games. You have to start looking at the realization of, well, this is just another game on top of a regular season and on top of a conference championship. So you're looking at that. You're looking at a 15th game now to the schedule for the winner and the loser of the championship game. So when would these games take place? Would they be a week after the championship? Where would these games take place? I have always thought if they do go to an 18 playoff, the top four seeds would have home site. So imagine if in a total hypothetical situation, Ohio State is the number one seed, Alabama is in eighth seed. Alabama would have to come up to Columbus in December to play the Buckeyes at Ohio Stadium. When was the last time Alabama played outside of 50 degrees?
Yeah.
So they would have to agree to that, which I don't know if that would even if the Southern schools would say, I don't know, it may not be a good idea to come up to the Midwest and the Northeast to play some cold weather games in December.
Interesting you say that, because I think that's all going to be discussed over the next couple of years. I don't know if there's enough money to push for that immediately. I think we've got to wait until the duration of this current TV contract in order for them to finish this up. This year itself, Donnie, two losses, a conference championship. Most teams would take that and say, you know, this is a good year for us. We could build on that. Ohio State does have a good chunk of seniors. Obviously, the bar is always set higher with them because of that. Do you think in many ways this year has been considered a little bit of a disappointment?
No, I don't. In my eyes, and I think the team's eyes, it is not a disappointment. You know, you won a Big Ten title. That is extremely. You won the Big Ten East, which I think is the toughest division in football. They won the Big Ten, which is the toughest conference in football. It takes a lot out of you just to win those games. And you still get to a New Year's Six Bowl in the Cotton Bowl and playing a Pac-12 champion in USC. Now, if this game were any other year, this game would be in the Rose Bowl. But because the Rose Bowl is a college football playoff game, that's why it's not there. So you look at that, and I look at this. If this game is in the Rose Bowl, this is a completely different conversation. Everybody's excited that they get to play in the Rose Bowl again.
Interesting. I don't know. I'm not sure if I agree with that. I know a lot of people do, but you know my stance on bowl games. If they're not being played in order to determine a college football champion, then I don't really put much stock into them, but I get it. Let's focus our attention now over to the hardwood, my friend. Obviously, with all the attention being paid to Ohio State football, the Big Ten championship game this past weekend, what Ohio State did in hoops kind of got overlooked a little bit, but these guys are doing all right. 2-0 in conference play so far. I know it's extremely early in the season, but what are some early impressions down there in Columbus about the new and improved Ohio State Buckeye basketball team?
I'm impressed with the emotion from this team and how hard they're working. I mean, they blew out Wisconsin at Wisconsin by 25, I believe, on Saturday. When was the last time that ever happened? When was the last time Wisconsin got beat by 10 in their own gym? That was impressive. And then for the Buckeyes to come back on Monday, 2 days later, they get down by 20 in the first half against the tough Michigan team, and they come back to win that game. And the Buckeyes, will they win the conference? Probably not. But they're gonna surprise some teams. I would not be surprised if if you're talking Buckeye basketball in the tournament this year, or at least a bubble team coming into Selection Sunday.
So you're saying there's an outside shot with this team being what it is to be maybe an 8 seed, could even climb up to maybe a 7 or a 6?
I think they would take a 16 seed at this point just to get in the tournament. But, yeah, I think there's a very good shot that the Buckeyes make the tournament this year. Just in the two games that we saw against Big Ten opponents, against power opponents. They look at the games in the PK-80. You know, they beat a decent Stanford team. They lost to Gonzaga, looks pretty good. They look like they're ranking. You know, the Buckeyes will take that experience against playing against other teams and bigger teams and use that going forward in the Big Ten.
All right. Going to be interesting to watch that team, because it's always interesting to me anyways to see how a team performs under a first-year head coach and new surroundings, obviously better surroundings for him with better facilities, better resources. You certainly expect that to be better than they were a year ago. So it'll be a lot of fun for us to follow these guys over the next few months.
Absolutely. One last thing, though. The one thing that has to happen is they cannot get hit by the injury bug. There's not a lot of depth on this team. They get hit by injuries, and it's going to be a very tough second half of the season for Ohio State.
Sure, especially when you consider the depth, and especially as good as some of those teams at the top of the Big Ten are expected to be this season.
Exactly.
We mentioned we're at the zero-proof mix-off here, Dunny, and I think next year, since Matt Douglas has been kind enough to say he's going to make that world-famous mint chocolate chip milkshake available to everyone who attends, because you're a regular weekly visitor to the show, you should be here at LCCC Spitzer Conference Center next year, so you could partake of that. You in for that?
I'm in for it, and if I can't be up there for some reason, I hear dry ice works really good when shipping stuff.
Sure, we can figure something out.
Yeah, we'll make that work. or we'll just set aside maybe a cup. We'll put it in the freezer, so the next time you come up here, we'll have one waiting for you. That sound good?
That sounds good to me. You guys enjoy the event.
Thanks. All right, Donnie, thanks, man. Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure, guys.